Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
You might have heard this morning that an Asian hornet's nest has been located in and around Cork City, near where an Asian hornet was discovered earlier this month. And officials are at the site of that nest this morning. One of those just arriving there is John Kelly, Invasive Species Programme Manager at the National Biodiversity Data Centre. John, good morning.
Good morning, Claire.
So we're not saying where you are for obvious reasons, because we don't want people coming along to have a look at this and this entire operation. Have you arrived, though, where this hornet's nest is?
Yes, I've just parked my car about 10, 15 minutes ago, and I'm about to meet the National Parks and Wildlife Service team on site while we assess the nest and make decisions about what are the next steps.
OK, so you haven't had eyes on it yet, so to speak.
No, not yet, but I will do before the day is out.
And is it up a tree or is it on the ground?
Yes, it's up a sycamore tree, which made it very difficult for the team on the ground to spot it. They did a great job of using their binoculars and using tagged Asian hornets to actually locate the nest. If you can imagine finding a large brown paper mache bag behind a load of other brown trees and leaves. So they did a great job of finding this nest.
How do you tag an Asian hornet?
Well, it's a technique that was actually developed in Jersey and also in Britain. So you are using essentially a little bit of reflective string, so silver tinsel is a good description. And then under license by MBWS, the tag is glued onto the Asian hornet. And then you're able to see the Asian hornet fly and then get a sense of the direction it's going.
Mm-hmm. But do you have to catch him to put the tinsel on him?
Yes, we do have to catch them first.
And that's extraordinary.
The team here have been doing amazing work. MPWS and also beekeepers have been supporting efforts in Cork City as well. But it's been a fantastic achievement to find this nest as fast as we have.
So what's the plan then today, John? What's going to happen?
So today we're going to assess the site properly, because it is up a tree, which creates a number of challenges in a working environment. So we need to assess the site and come up with a safe way of ensuring that the nest can be controlled effectively. So that is our mission today. So we're just pulling up all of the information that we would need. So it is a work site, as you would expect. So we need to plan accordingly as a result.
Like, is this an extermination?
Yes, this is an invasive species. There's no other known nests anywhere around Ireland. So at this moment in time, we believe there's only one nest. Our efforts to verify that will continue.
I'd say, John, that's the hope, that there's only one. I mean, the concern would be, though, that we have a population now of these things, these Asian hornets present in Ireland.
I don't believe that is the case. Right now, based on the efforts that led by very much by MPWS and supported by the National Museum of Ireland and supported by the Department of Agriculture and ourselves at the National Biodiversity Data Centre, and with the support of beekeepers, we're going to work through this problem. And we're going to make sure that we're able to give Ireland the best possibility of keeping this species out.
Well, it's worth explaining to people what harm the Asian hornet can do if it's not controlled.
Yes, so the Asian hornet first arrived in Europe in 2004, and since then it's spread to a lot of different countries around Europe. They are particularly voracious predator of honeybees, but also we're learning more and more that they're driving declines of pollinators and affecting how native pollinators might behave as well. So we're very concerned for honeybees, and we're very concerned for native pollinators.
Okay.
Including
butterflies.
Yes, including butterflies. There's evidence of Asian hornets eating butterflies, and yes.
Mm-hmm. So we need to make sure that this thing doesn't establish itself here in Ireland, which is why the moment you had that report of an Asian hornet being spotted, a task force was put together to deal with it.
Yes, and it was pretty much shortly after the August bank holiday weekend. So a lot of people gave up their free time to come and be part of this task force. The government agencies involved are all taking this incredibly seriously. So we all came together very quickly.
My mind is still trying to cope with the fact that someone was able to catch the Asian hornet and put the little marker on the thing. How does that, can you describe how that works?
So that was led very much by the MPWS team here. So they're really experienced ecologists. They have years of experience working with wildlife around Ireland. So they were able to put those skills to great use. So to talk you through, we set up bait stations. These bait stations were that we had a sugary-based product to lure in the hornets. And then once the hornets were comfortable, the MPWS team were able to go in and capture the hornets. And then working with the beekeeping associations here in Cork, we were able to then glue the little bit of tinsel onto the onto the hornet. Now the hornet itself is in a little tube. It's a little plastic tube so that they can be handled safely and make sure that nobody is injured.
It's tremendous work. So today then, I would assume your colleagues, are you one of the people who will be in the hazmat suit, the safety suit, or will your colleagues be doing that and you'll be supervising?
We won't be doing the control today, just to manage expectations. It's more important that we plan the control safely and effectively. So that is our mission today. And because the hornet nest is very, very high up in a tree, I won't be wearing a hazmat suit because I'm far enough away from the nest so that I don't need to be concerned.
Yeah, I mean, you've outlined your concerns around how dangerous this is for our honeybees and our pollinators. But when it comes to humans, should we be worried?
Generally speaking, no. The risk to human health is very, very low, especially since we just have a small population in Cork that we are dealing with now. But really, we've worked very closely beside these hornets over the last 2 weeks, and we've had no incidents. They're not aggressive when they're going about their daily business. It's only when you're working near the nest, which we will be going into that phase of, that the risk goes up. And the members of the public will usually not be in that situation. So I hope that answers your question.
Right. No, it certainly does. But that phrase about stirring up a hornet's nest is not there for no reason. In other words, you know, that's not something you would want to do because you would be at risk, I'm sure, if you did that.
And that's why we need a well-developed plan to address this. We're getting specialised hornet suits, Asian hornet suits in as well. So they're, most of your listeners will be aware of what a beekeeper suit looks like.
Yeah.
These are slightly thicker to protect from the stingers of Asian hornets. So we're procuring those and we're procuring the necessary equipment.
It's incredible work. And people are getting in touch with us, paying tribute to you and your team there for how you're dealing with this so quickly and effectively. People, though, who think that they might have seen an Asian hornet, you need to know about that, right?
Yes, very much so. So at the National Biodiversity Data Centre, we have a website called invasives.ie. And on that, we provide information about how you can identify Asian hornet. But there's also a direct link to our recording form. And we do encourage members of the public to report into that. We do ask for a photograph, though. There's a lot of, we do get a lot of records that we appreciate, that, but they are misidentified species. So we ask people to try to take a photograph so that we can go, that is definitely an Asian hornet or that is not an Asian hornet. And I encourage people to just search online for what an Asian hornet looks like as well and familiarize yourself. They have a very distinctive black body with an orange tip tail, and they're very different to our native wasp.
Okay, so you'll know. If you see it, you'll know there's something different about these things. John, thank you so much for taking the time on a very busy day, and we wish you and the team well as you deal with that Asian hornet's nest. That's John Kelly, who's Invasive Species Programme Manager at the National Biodiversity Data Centre. Now, back to that question after the break, who's going to be the next president?
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.